Maury.
This is so fun, isn't it?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I hope it stays that way.
Yeah. What's it like always putting a number 30 back on?
Well, you know, I have it on a lot in spring training.
Yeah.
6 weeks, straight weeks, or more. And then even out here during the season, if I need to come out because maybe the pitcher's bunting might start to falter. Other than that, it's nice to put the uniform on again.
Yeah, and
especially in front of a big crowd at this hour. I'm never on the field at this hour.
So how much are you going to do in this game?
Well, Tommy Lasorda is the manager, and he just told me that he wanted me to coach first base.
He doesn't want you to play shortstop.
No, I was looking forward to it.
You got some range left?
I don't know what I got left. we got about 30 more minutes before the game starts, and I'm tired.
You're tired already?
Already, yeah.
Did you play around today, is that why?
No.
Oh, you didn't play today, good.
No.
You hung out with the guys then, I assume.
I was here for the pregame stuff in there.
Right.
Luncheon in the stadium club. And I took about 4 swings, and I threw about 5 balls with Dick Trzyzewski. And signed 1,000,000 autographs.
And you're ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, yeah.
By the way, talking to a couple of guys, Ron Fairley, I didn't realize he used to be Sandy Koufax's roommate. So what is... Tell us one thing about Sandy we don't know, because he's very introverted, obviously. He doesn't like us to get to know him. But from your standpoint, what would the fans like to know about Sandy they don't know? Anything stand out at all?
Well, we all know he's a real nice man.
Oh, yeah.
What we don't know is he can be whatever he needs to be. If he needs to get tough and be not so nice, he can do that too.
You talk about as a player?
His disposition.
Oh, yeah, right.
Right. So, as far as I'm concerned, he's a complete person.
And a lifelong friend of yours.
Lifelong friend, absolutely.
Yeah, it was great to see you guys. I remember running into you at Vero Beach the last weekend, and you and Sandy were hanging out, and it was like, I'm sure it was bittersweet because I can't believe we're closing this place forever, huh?
Yeah, I remember getting a screwdriver and a box, wooden box, probably a citrus box.
Right.
Stood up on it at one of the intersections at Dodgertown, where it had Koufax Lane, and I took the sign down and gave it to him.
Oh, that is awesome.
In broad daylight, and nobody saw me.
That is awesome.
I'm proud of that, yes.
That is pretty neat. I hope he still has it hanging up
somewhere. Oh, I'm sure he has it.
That is great. That's a story I love to hear, yes. Something different.
Yeah.
It's always great to see him, Maury. You look great.
Good seeing you.
Okay, man.